Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Manxiety Podcast.
We're your hosts, Ashad and Matt.
Before we get started, if you're enjoying the show, please subscribe so you can get notified of new episodes.
If you want to share this with your friends, you can find us on all podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
This week, we'll be talking about pandemic fatigue. You may be thinking, what is pandemic fatigue? Well, my man Matt here knows exactly what it is, and he's about to tell us, I hope.
I think everybody at home knows what pandemic fatigue is because everybody is so over this shit. And don't get me wrong, right? I'm over it, but I'm still doing everything I can to be safe, right? Everybody is always like, oh, especially when I go to work, oh, I'm tired of wearing a mask. I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of sanitizing my workspace. I'm like, yeah, me fucking too. But the only way we're going to get through it is everybody, you know, hopefully follows the regulations, the guidelines, and then we'll get through it quicker. And the quicker we get through it, I cannot wait. But yeah,
I agree.
Basically, pandemic fatigue, what you're seeing with a lot of people have been talking about this. A lot of the scientists related to epidemiologists, everything else that have dealt with other kinds of outbreaks, it's that at a certain point, you know, people get tired of being locked down. They get tired of maybe not having a job and not having something to do. You know, your self-worth sometimes is tied into your job, and you may feel more depressed with what is going on. And you know, you come to a certain point where you're like, I've done all of these steps, right? And hopefully you haven't doing the steps, you've been staying at home. I imagine most people that listen to this have anxiety, and they're probably in their houses, you know, kind of scared and like, you know, staying away from people, taking the precautions. And, you know, the fatigue part of it sets in because you go, well, why am I taking all these precautions when my friends are out partying or other people are out partying, or Florida is just one giant party right now? Shout out to Florida.
I don't know if you should give them a shout out, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. So
it's, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, if you fell in a hole and you started climbing out, right? Would you at some point decide that you're tired of climbing and just stop climbing, right? It's like, that's sort of what pandemic fatigue is, right? Like, no, you would continue climbing till you got out of the hole. At least I hope you would. And if you feel like you wouldn't, please reach out to us and talk to us, because we'll talk to you and we'll listen. But, you know, that's what it is. You sort of... you're like, screw this shit. I've been doing this crap for too long. Like, whatever it may be, but you know, you need to go a little bit further, into climb just a little bit more, and we'll all eventually get there. No, it's like if we were rowing a boat, right? Like, imagine everyone on the world is in a boat. We're all rowing this big boat, right? If some of us are rowing and others aren't, we're going to go slower, right? If some of the people on the right, a lot of the people on the right side are rowing and the left side aren't, we're just going in circles, right? So this isn't going to work unless everyone is rowing together so that we can get there faster. I don't know what's up with me and these analogies, but man, I am on fire.
Yeah, and sometimes some people are rowing different ways in the boat because there's not one direction, and you know, some people are rowing backwards and some people are rowing forwards.
Yeah, and some people are saying that it goes against, it's infringing on their rights to not row, so they're not rowing at all. I don't know. All kinds of bullshit out there. But yeah, I mean, you know, I felt it too. Like, I think we all have, right? Like, we've all gotten to a point, or most of us have probably gotten to a point where we've, you know, been chilling at home, and we remember just, you know, how we used to go to our friend's house, or how we used to go to a bar, or how we used to go out and grab some to eat. And you're like, man, I've been stuck at home for 7 months. I'm tired of this shit. I'm just going to go out and do whatever. And I hope that whatever you've done, when you felt that way, you've still been safe about it. But, you know, we all get that feeling, and it sucks. But you know, we just gotta keep pushing. We gotta keep going together and supporting each other. and, you know, do it to completion, right? Like, you know, don't half-ass it. Don't stop halfway. We need to push all the way through so that we can make it out of this pandemic. And we can, you know, get out the other side and be better and go back to, I don't want to say normal. There's going to be a new normal, right? Like, things change. This pandemic has definitely changed a lot of things in the world. Some for the better. Obviously, some for the worse. There have been a lot of lives lost. But, you know, I think people are more aware now of being cleaner, of wearing a mask if you're sick, not going anywhere. You know, I hope that this has shown people how quickly a virus can spread so that they'll be more careful in the future so that we don't have another instance of this. So something like this doesn't happen again in our lifetime and hopefully ever. And yeah, that we learn from, you know, the mistakes that were made during this.
Yeah, the optimist in me says, hey, you know, once we're done, when we're through COVID, pretty much after a vaccine is widely available and widely produced and widely, you know, injected in, what are we at, like 7.6 billion people or some shit now? So we're going to need the majority of people injected so that we can really curb the spread. And once that happens, the optimist in me hopes that we keep the things that are better, I guess, better practices for being safe and hygienic, like Ashad just mentioned, right? It kind of boggles my mind that, you know, it seemed like throughout COVID, every business is like, we're taking extra precautions. We're wiping down the toilet seats after you use them. And it's like, what, you guys weren't cleaning the toilets before? You know, or like I used to get massages every week, which is fucking great for my anxiety. And, you know, stop going due to COVID, right? And they told us at this point we could come back if like we're safe and we're working from home and we've been quarantined. And, like, I have been working from home, so like I don't want to, you know, take something from work potentially to them and get anybody sick kind of deal, so I don't go. But they're like, you know, after every massage session, you know, we switch out the towels, we wipe down the beds, we do all this stuff. And I'm like, y'all weren't doing that before? Like, were you reusing those towels that, you know, like the hot towels you get or like the hot stones and shit? I'm like, okay, all right, well, I'm glad you're doing it now. But, you know, at the same time, things such as when you go to fast food and people are wearing masks or like restaurants, like, to me, that actually makes sense because like they're touching your food, right? Like, they always wear gloves so that they don't contaminate your food. But like,
yeah, it's not like they're going to like into it, right?
Yeah. Like, if they drop your food on the floor and pick it up with a glove, who gives a shit, right? It's still on the floor. But at least like with the idea that people are wearing masks when making your food, it's like, well, so many people don't get sick time when they work in the service industry, right? Just kind of how it is, unfortunately. And they have to come in if they're sick. So if they're sick and they have a cough or they have a fever or whatever, right? The problem before was that all these things are kind of like, I mean, obviously people lose their lives to influenza every year. And, you know, it's also tragic. But widespread, you know, it was like one of the lowest causes of death or whatever, right? And most people get a cold, they get over it in a few days, they're fine. But for me, like, I don't want somebody coughing on my food, right? Ever. I don't want to have a cold just because it's like, oh, it's not going to do much to you, so it's just a cold, right? Yeah, but colds and the flu and all that shit, it's contagious, right? And if everybody just takes those simple practices and they come home, they wash their hands, you know, wash your hands before you're eating. Things that I've always done because my mom had taught me to do those things at all times because she was, you know, anxious and, you know, a little bit worried about like us getting sick as kids because we got sick a lot because we're dumb and, you know, did shit like dig in the dirt and eat dirt and fucking, hey, I bet you can't eat that plant, like, you know, stupid shit. And, you know, she's like, you know, wash your hands. So I haven't had the flu in several years. Because of that, right? I come home, I wash my hands. And like, if somebody coughs at work, I stay away from them because I'm like, I don't want to be, you know, even though I have sick time, right? I'm fortunate enough to have sick time. I fucking don't want to have to be out for 2 days because I have the flu or out for a few days.
Like, oh, for sure, dude. Like, regardless of what kind of sickness it is, like, you don't want to have it. You don't want to be miserable, right? Like, whether it's coronavirus or influenza or cold or whatever, like, it doesn't matter. It sucks being sick, regardless of, you know, what the sickness is.
Yeah. And, yeah, so everybody, you know, is over it. I understand, right? I was over it, like, the third fucking week I had to wear a mask at work because I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. But, you know, you get over those things, right? And you realize it's for your protection, it's for other people's protection. And you push through. And now, right now, it's very, very important for the world, but also for everybody listening at home, to realize that there is that light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully, we're looking at least two different vaccine candidates from Moderna and Pfizer that have very good data. They seem to be really safe so far. And
yeah, 90 to 95% effective so far, which is amazing.
Yeah, which is one of the highest effectivity rates of any virus. There's a few that are 100%. I think it's like tetanus, measles after your second shot. I saw some graph on this earlier on Reddit.
Yeah, there's something like that. And it's amazing because these are new ways of making vaccines too. No other vaccine has been made this way, which is the mRNA method.
Right. I think Moderna's also an RNA? I thought it was something else.
No, I know Pfizer's is. I don't know what kind.
Yeah. And then there's also ones that have made candidates that are similar to how we do vaccines in the past, like live attenuated viruses. There's all these different types. You can go down the rabbit hole of like different types of vaccine. Literally every single type we can come up with, there was a company
trying to do
trials on it. Yeah.
Yep.
Which has been great. And, you know, if we can, you know, have that vaccine and get through it, I hope that we appreciate, you know, what we had before. I hope that we can grieve the losses that we've had worldwide and the people that have passed away. And I hope that we do take some of that positive, you know, things that we've seen into the future. And we kind of have that, you know, a little bit of a cultural shift. Of course, I said that's the optimist in me, because the realist in me is like, most people are just going to go back to their ways, not giving a shit, not doing anything, right? I do really feel for the people that are stuck at home, and like, I know like anxiety rates have been up, obviously stress has been up, right, which is causing anxiety, depression rates have been up, suicides have been up.
Yeah, there was a new study that showed that people who get coronavirus develop some sort of mental health symptom within 6 months of getting the virus or recovering from the virus. So, you know, that's unfortunate. You know, one, getting the virus, obviously, but two, then having to deal with, you know, symptoms, especially mental health symptoms, later on after you've had it, when a lot of people are, you know, already probably have some sort of mental health symptoms of some sort of mental health disorder, you know, prior to getting the virus or while they have the virus because they're sick.
Yeah, you know, we don't know all the long-term consequences and effects of the virus, and that's why I think everybody should try to just be as safe as possible, right? You know, with me and doing jiu-jitsu, as soon as I heard that it can compromise your lungs and cause like potential long-term lung damage, I was like, well, that's my cardio, and I like do not want this. I can't do anything, like let me do whatever, you know. I you know, want to stay safe for me, obviously, for that selfish reason, but that's the same reason why I stay safe for everybody else, for my parents, for my family, for my friends, for every stranger that I see on the street, right? You know, I'm doing it for you as well. And it can be a heavy burden to bear, you know, if you're at home and you're taking precautions and other people maybe aren't taking as many precautions at work or in the world, right? I mean, obviously, if everybody took precautions, we'd see less spread, right? We've seen that in a lot of other countries that had this thing kind of under control. And in the US and in Europe right now, unfortunately, it's on the rise. And, you know, if everybody just had that little bit of compassion and said, hey, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want, you know, my grandma, your grandma, a stranger's grandma, you know, to have this. But the thing is, it's not just grandmas and grandpas, right? It's like friends, people that are younger, right? And to me, it's unfortunate because a lot of times, you know, we look at an article and we say, like in my case, right, I'll look at something, oh, 27, 28, 29-year-old died of COVID. And I go, oh, fuck, right? And, you know, you click on the article and you look at them, and I start immediately like comparing my health to their health, right? And the shitty thing is, like, it doesn't matter if they were, you know, diabetic, if they were overweight, if they had any health issues. And obviously that led to a fatal outcome with COVID, but it's like that shouldn't be a death sentence for them, because there could have been a ton of underlying issues that led to the, you know, obesity, things of that nature, because maybe they were just really stressed out at work, right? And you see that a lot in like nurses and hospital staff sometimes, like, you're like, well, you're a nurse, like, you should be healthy, like, why are you overweight? And you're like, well, because nursing is a very, very stressful job, right? You're dealing with so much, you know, you're dealing with long shifts, you're dealing with patients, you're dealing with death, destruction, pregnancies, the whole spectrum of emotions is there. And to put that on our healthcare workers, you know, and ask them to bear the brunt of it isn't good for them as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. No, I saw an interesting post the other day, or I don't know about interesting, but funny, good, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But it was because cases are rising again right now. You know, a lot of people have been talking about, a lot of scientists and, you know, due to science talking about, a lot of politicians and stuff have been talking about another potential lockdown. And someone posted, and they were basically like, if another lockdown is going to affect your current lifestyle, then you're the reason we're getting locked down, right? And it's because most people, I hope, are staying home, right? Aren't really going out, are being safe. So if a lockdown, if another lockdown happens, like for me personally, right, we're not really going anywhere, we're not seeing anyone. So if another lockdown happens, it doesn't change anything for me. I've been locked down for the last 8 months. I mean, outside of a trip here or a trip there because of one thing or another, you know, like 90% of the 8 months, I've been locked down at home, only leaving to hit up the grocery store and come back home. So the lockdown's not really going to affect me. And if the lockdown is going to affect you because you've been going out, because you've been seeing people, because you've been shopping, doing this, doing that, then you're the reason we're getting locked down. Because I've been at home, I've been safe, I haven't been spreading anything, I haven't been at risk. But it sounds like you've been going out, you know, you've been potentially infecting people or getting infected. So, yeah, I mean, lockdown, we should all still be locked down, in my opinion. We should be trying to stop this virus, but we're seeing more and more rising cases. And again, I mean, this whole episode is about pandemic fatigue, right? The reason people are going out is because of their because they're tired of being at home, because they're tired of not seeing their friends, not seeing their family, especially with holidays coming up now, right? Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Christmas is, you know, a month away or so. It's tough. It is tough not seeing your family. It is tough not seeing your friends. But, you know, you're doing this for them, so that the sooner that this ends, the sooner you can get back to seeing them, to, you know, hanging out with them, having a drink with, you know, with your friends. Me going to see Matt, stay over at their house, have a beer with him and play some board games, wrestle him again so that I can beat him again. You know, the sooner we get to do all the stuff that we want to do.
Yeah, that, so, you know, and we've talked about this in previous pandemic related episodes, right? When the pandemic started, they said, hey, we're going to lock down for 2 weeks, at least in California. Okay, 2 weeks, we can do 2 weeks. Actually, just kidding, it's going to be six weeks. 6 weeks, no problem, dude. 6 weeks, that's like nothing, right? Time flies when you're having fun. And, you know, we kind of instinctively knew it's going to get extended, right? It's going to be extended. We're going to open up. It's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes going on. And the thing is, when you have an end in sight, when you know where that goal is and when something's going to end, right? Like if somebody said to you, and this is the same thing with anxiety, right? If somebody said, hey, you're going to suffer for 6 months. The next 6 months of your life are going to be stressful. It's going to suck, right? Every day you're going to be worried about something. But then after 6 months, 6 months and 1 day later, you're going to be as happy as can be, right? You'd probably go, well, shit, I don't want to suffer for 6 months. But okay, 6 months, whatever. It's not the end of the world. I'll take it, right? Especially, you know, we see that a lot with injury recovery from, or either recovery from injuries or surgeries, right? The doctor says, hey, you can't lift weights or do any activities for 6 months. And then what happens, you know, is you go, 2 months in, you go, you know what? I'm feeling pretty good. Let me go run around the block. Let me go lift some weights. Let me do this. And then you re-injure something. It takes recovery longer, right? At least right now,
by all estimates that we have, we'll hopefully have a widespread vaccine available April, May of 2021. Which means if we do everything we can now to get to that point, right? Because how much would it fucking suck if there's a vaccine April 1st, right? And it's not an April Fool's joke. It's there. It's fucking everything's ready to go. You know, the doctor's got it in his fucking, you know, you have the first day it becomes available, you have an appointment. 8 a.m. in the morning, you're getting that fucking jab. You're getting the fucking vaccine. And 5 days before, you get infected, right? And you can probably still have the vaccine if you get infected. I don't know.
No need for a vaccine anymore, dude.
Realistically, right at that point, you're like, well, fuck, I have antibodies. Like, well, okay, well, let me just go chill. But you know what I mean? It's like, we have a target, right? And it may change, right? Don't get me wrong. There could be some data that comes out in some of the phase 3 trials, and they say, you know what, we want to extend it for another 3 months, whatever. But the idea right now, I saw an article earlier that Pfizer was targeting by Christmas for the first batch delivery, which will go to healthcare professionals, which it should. They need it. They're the ones protecting society. They're the ones keeping us safe. They're the ones who are risking their lives for our lives, right? I know a lot of healthcare workers. I live with a doctor. I have friends that, you know, that are doctors, nurses, all forms of healthcare providers, and a lot of them have gotten COVID already. And they're like, you know, early on, you know, I wasn't given enough PPE. Early on, we didn't know how contagious this thing was. So they were just like, oh, you know, you can have two rooms. You can, you know, like in hospital, sometimes you have two patients in one room and you just have a curtain separating them. Well, one of them is a COVID patient and one of them's recovering from like a fucking, you know, broken arm, right? And you go, ah, well, the COVID patient can't really spread it to the guy with the broken arm, right? He's more than 6 feet away. He's more than whatever. And the next thing you know, like, that guy's got COVID too.
Yeah. And I think that was back then. I think now.
Right. Now we understand. Yeah. But early on, like, you know, I have friends that got it early on. And I was very scared for them because I'm like, well, how was it? What was it like? And they're like, dude, worst 2 weeks of my life. Some people said, hey, I got it. And like, it wasn't that bad. And I was like, well, do you have any long-term symptoms? Have you got anything checked? They're like, nah, I'll be fine. You know, and you're like, I hope you are, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a crapshoot. You know, my cousin got it, and it sucked for him. He had a horrible fever, throwing up, just like all kinds of bad stuff, fatigue, all that. But then I know other people that have gotten it that were just like, hey, I lost my sense of taste and smell. And I'm like, hey, I have a friend who lost his sense of taste and smell years ago.
I can still taste, asshole. I just can't smell, okay? And by taste, I mean I can't really taste, but I can distinguish between, you know, bitter, salty, sweet, savory.
Sure. Whatever. Sure you can, Matt.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, you're right. I was going to say something, and then I forgot. Now I don't know.
It's okay.
So I keep talking. I'll remember.
Sounds good. Yeah, you know, we have that target, we have that end date, and we just need to do what we can to get to the finish line, get there safely, you know, safely, you know, hopefully in one piece. And yeah, you know, it's like it sucks for everybody, and the problem is because it sucks for everybody, again, the anxiety kind of gets lost in the noise, where it's like, well, I'm feeling anxious. Can somebody talk to me? And it's like, well, I'm tired of doing Zoom meetings. I don't want to do whatever, right? And it's like, you know, we lose that physical sensation, right? The physical touch. We're not hugging our friends anymore. Maybe you're hugging your roommates to get some of the stimulation in. With jiu-jitsu, we were hugging all the time. Unfortunately, those hugs came with chokes immediately after. But, you know, it was still like you build that camaraderie with people, right? And that's like been lost. But you know, a lot of people kind of wrote off 2020 as like, yeah, we're not going to, you know, basically we're going to get a fucking do-over in the year, right? Like my birthday was in March, you know, so I don't even count that, you know, it was so early in COVID that it was before people figured out how to use Zoom. So I had like a Zoom link on my Instagram and like my close friends that I had texted showed up, and then like not everybody showed up, and I was like, well, you know, fuck, like, I should advertise this better. I didn't even know how it worked. I thought I could do a swipe up on Instagram or some shit. I don't, you know, whatever. I had to like relearn social media this year because that's how I had to start being connected with people versus before I could just see them face to face, right? Like I didn't really use social media because I would just hit up my friends like, hey, let's go do something.
You know? He's lying. He would never hit us up.
Well, I said my friends, you know, the ones that know that I can taste, you dumb bitch.
Sad. I'm so sad. I didn't know you can taste, Matt. I'm sorry.
I can taste defeat.
No, but you're right. Sucks, but there is an end date in mind, and you know, I know that we're all tired. You know, but we're almost there. You need that. When I was in middle school, I had I used to play flag football, right? And I had a coach who, yeah, and he wasn't like an old guy or anything. He had graduated a couple years before, and he just came and, you know, coached the teams. But he would always say, you know, when we were running or doing laps or whatever it was, he would always say, make your last lap your fastest one, right? And I know for some people it's kind of like, well, you've run so far, you know, it's the end, you're tired, you don't want to, but you just gotta push through, you gotta give yourself that motivation, you know, give yourself that extra energy and do it. And I do it to this day, right? If I'm going out for a run, right, and I've run, say I'm doing my daily runs, I try to run once or twice a week. Let's say I'm doing like a 2 to 3 mile run, right? So I'm running, I'm coming back, I'm almost home. You know, I might be down the street from my house, and I see my house, and I'm tired, and I'm sweating, and my legs hurt, right? I'm breathing hard, but I'm like, no, I'm going to push through, and I'm going to get there. I'm going to make it better than the whole run. And I just, you know, I just book it. I give myself that extra energy, and I just sprint straight home. You know, and then I walk, and I, you know, cool down so that I don't.
And then you have shortness of breath, think that you have COVID, and then, you know, you're super exhausted.
No. It's actually interesting. When I run, the fact that I'm able to run, I'm like, dude, I can't have COVID because my lungs are completely fine. So as long as I can run, I'm always like, I'm good. But no, like, I, you know, towards the end, you gotta give it that extra energy and finish. If you're in a race, you know, everyone's tired at the end, but the person that wins is the one that pushes harder than the rest of them at the very end. So yeah, you know, give yourself that energy, give yourself the ability to push through, make it till the end. If you need someone to talk to, if you need to socialize, you know, find new ways of doing it. If you're getting pandemic fatigue because you're doing the same thing every day, find something new to do. If you didn't pick up baking, you know, in the beginning of this, pick up baking now. If you haven't watched Tiger King, Boy, Prince, what is it called?
Tiger King. I still have not seen Tiger King.
There you go. If you haven't seen Tiger King and you're getting pandemic fatigue, go and watch it. It's never too late. Do something different, you know. Keep it fresh so that you can make it through this. And like Matt said, you know, a lot of these companies, they're showing lots of very, very good results. So the vaccine will hopefully be available soon. Hopefully get there, we'll get vaccinated, and people can start going out again and seeing each other.
Yes, think about all the parties that we can have social anxiety at as soon as the vaccine's here.
I saw a funny post, actually. Someone was like, once the vaccine comes out, right, and like the, you know, everyone's doing good, when people are having the party, if someone calls the cops are going to come, and they're not going to shut the party down. They're going to join in because they want a party too. And I was like, yep, that sounds about right.
Yeah, definitely. Instead of fuck the police, it'll be a party with the police or drink with the police or something. I don't know. Yeah, and, you know, for everybody who has social anxiety, right, at home, think about it. Everybody's not going to be calibrated because they're going to be fucking awkward, right? They're not going to be around people. So everybody's going to be like baby deer walking for the first time when we have these big parties. And, you know, you don't have to be scared, because if somebody is super smooth and they're like, you know, like, yeah, I'm Mr. Party Guy or whatever, blah, 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 they'd just be like, hey, I bet you you didn't take this seriously, huh? You were probably partying the whole time, huh? You're the reason we had to be in lockdown for so long, you piece of shit. You know, throw that jab at them.
Make fun of them. For some people, it comes naturally. You never lose it.
Yeah, what's funny is, like, I'm great in social situations because, like, my anxiety will kick in a little bit, which will just fucking boost up my adrenaline. and then I just talk really fast and just like try to get shit done.
Yeah, no, Matt, you're great in social situations because you don't know how to stop talking.
Yeah, that's true. If I never let them speak, then they can't say anything bad.
I'm pretty sure if I analyze our podcast and all 38 episodes that we've done so far, and I were to analyze how the percentage of you speaking versus me speaking, I think it would be like a 70-30 spread.
Maybe, but here's why that's hard, right? It's hard because currently due to pandemic, right? We're talking about pandemic fatigue. We're doing it over, you know, webcam, essentially, right? We're not in the same spot. It's a lot easier to have a conversation when somebody's in person with you. And hopefully once, you know, we're kind of through COVID, we'll be able to continue the podcast and do it, you know, when both of us in the same room and have more of a like recording studio vibe, because it's much easier to have a conversation that way because there's no lag time. There's no, oh, you're buffering, you're blurry, you're whatever. It's much easier in person. And I'm not going to let you talk when I'm in person. But
I was about to say, when we start doing that, it's going to be more of an 80-20 spread.
I mean, I just think I have ADHD and I can't shut up because, you know, that's just me. But
oh, trust me, I know, dude. Sometimes I'm trying to end the conversation and you keep talking. Like right now, this episode should have been over, you know, 10 minutes ago. But someone just decided to keep going.
Well, here's a funny story, okay? I mean, I do talk a lot. Obviously, I'm on.
I'm just kidding, by the way, obviously.
What? Oh, no. I mean, we probably could have ended it. Like, I go on run-on sentences, you know? We're good. With one of my roommates, one of my really good friends that I, you know, live with, I'll go to his room or he'll come to my room, right?
Wait, and so is this a roommate or a really good friend?
Both. He's a really good friend that I live with.
Gotcha. Okay.
Don't be jealous. Calm down.
I'm a little jealous.
I mean, you know who I'm talking about. Anyways, I'll talk to my buddy Chris, right? And
oh, now he's a buddy.
What? Yeah. He's a buddy, old pal, friend. Whatever.
God, sorry. Go ahead.
You know, he
oh, now it's a he?
he's actually my pet goldfish. I talk to him sometimes. No. You know, I'll be like standing outside his room talking to him and we'll be having a conversation. And by having a conversation, I mean, I'll just be speaking a lot because he's more
quiet like me.
He's a little bit more quiet, but I'd say like when he talks, like he's very profound, you know, like he chooses his words wisely to say things that are meaningful. Whereas me, I'm like rapid fire. Like I'll give you 600 words per minute just because I can. And I'll just be talking to Chris and go, yeah, you know, so we're going to do this. Oh, you know, we should do this. We should clean out the fridge. We need to work on this project, whatever, blah, blah. And sometimes he'll just get up and just shut the door on my face.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah. The first time he did it, it was kind of like a joke. He just started shutting the door. And I told him, I said, no, if I'm talking too much and you have something to do, literally just shut the door in my face. And then I'll be sad for a few seconds and then I'll just go back to whatever I was doing. So for him, he's actually done that to me. Like he'll shut the door. So you basically have to do the same thing. You have to like cut off my mic.
Yeah, I'm shutting the metaphorical door right now. The door is closing. It's closed and it's closed. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Manxiety Podcast. We hope that you guys have enjoyed. Sorry, Matt's in the other room now. The door is closed, so you guys can't hear him. He's been yeah. Thank you guys for listening. You know, the whole mumbo jumbo. We hope you guys stay safe, stay healthy, take care of yourselves. If you are getting fatigued, you know, take a break, get some rest, do something new. Do what you gotta do. We'll make it through this, all of us together, and we'll be better on the other side. So until next time, take care.